Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, welcome to Monday, each and every one of you, and to another edition of the Stand in the Gap Today radio program coming to you from the American Pastors Network. Along with David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I am Gary Dahl, and we are thankful for the pleasure of your company and are delighted to have you there with us. We encourage you to continue to let others know about this particular radio program so that we can get the news spread out all across the country that we are on the radio every day at this same time talking about the issues that we face from the biblical and the constitutional perspective. I would encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com. Just one word, standinthegapradio.com, and learn more about this program, learn more about your hosts, and even take the opportunity to correspond with us through that particular website. We'd appreciate that very, very much. But we're back for another week, and a lot of things to talk about. We were just talking about that before we went on the air, that we could probably use 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 24 hours of continued talk, because every time you turn around, there's something that's going on that we need to deal with. We do want to encourage you to stay tuned today because we're going to be having with us a local pastor from Lancaster. His name is Jamie Mitchell, and he is going to be sharing a little bit about what he has found out concerning some pastors who say that they are supporting or supportive of Planned Parenthood and some of the things that they do. So that will be during the second segment. You'll not want to miss that, so you'll want to stay tuned. In fact, you might want to call somebody and ask them to join us as well. Well, David Kistler, the latest poll that's put out by the Bloomberg Politics and the Des Moines Register, which, by the way, the Des Moines Register really, is respected across the country in the polls that they put out. They have Donald Trump at least 23% and Ben Carson at 18%. As it relates to those who are going to be attending the caucuses out there in Iowa. Seems very interesting to note that Ben Carson is where he is, at 18%. He is really going up in the polls out there. And the thing that is really interesting to me, David, is the fact that, he and Donald Trump are total opposites. I mean, they're completely different kind of people. You know, Donald Trump just runs the mouth and is very arrogant and very out there in your face. And Ben Carson's sort of a laid back kind of a guy. It's interesting to see their high polling numbers.
Well, you know, Gary, it is. It's very, very interesting. The bombastic nature of Donald Trump versus the soft-spoken nature of Ben Carson, you would think that they would be at opposite ends of the polls, no pun intended, but they're at the top. And, you know, I think, Gary, the common denominator here again is this fact that they are outsiders. They are not, established politicians. They've never run for public office before. That is the common denominator. And there seems to be an intense interest this time around on the part of the American people, certainly Republican, potential Republican voters, to look for someone who's outside politics and has not been part of the system. But they are uniquely different. Gary, what is also amazing is this. In that same Bloomberg Politics Des Moines Register poll, the favorability versus unfavorability quotient for Trump has done a dramatic reversal. It's almost upside down from what it was back in May when the first poll numbers were taken relative to Donald Trump. The real estate mogul now has a favorability rating of 61% versus an unfavorable rating of 35%. And again, that is turned upside down. He was viewed far more unfavorably in May than favorably, and that is completely reversed. So Gary, this is fascinating stuff. It means this. It means that Donald Trump is here to stay, and it means the sane, sensible approach of Ben Carson is beginning to attract people's attention. The more they listen to him, the more he makes sense.
Do you really think Donald Trump is here to stay?
I do, Gary. I don't think there's any question. In fact, I could give you your very unscientific data, but I've talked to people again over the weekend, and I ask them, you know, what do you think about Donald Trump? And every one of them are connecting with him because he is very visceral in his response. He is speaking up for them. They believe saying for them on the platform that he has what they do not have a platform to say, and that is stop demeaning America, stop criticizing America. So yes, Gary, I think he's not only here to stay, I think he's going to continue to gain in popularity.
Okay, Sam, so I'm going to throw you a curveball on this. What do you think about a Trump-Carson ticket?
Well, I mean, I think it would be most interesting. I will put in there, though, to what Dave was saying. I would agree with him part way, but I'll put in another item. I believe that if Trump wants to stay, he can stay. But there are some key people with whom I've had some discussion who are still convinced, even to this day, that he is not there for the long haul, that he is there for a short-term impact, but then will pass off and shove it over to somebody else when the time comes. I'm not saying that I agree with that, because there's been a lot of speculation by a lot of pundits, as we've all noted from the beginning, who are beside themselves now because all of their best estimates have been totally thrown out the window. We are in a very unusual day. I believe that the circumstances, the pressures of the world, what's happening in this country, what is happening economically, lots of kinds of things have everybody so unsettled that there is that everything is completely upside down. But I would agree with you that if all things go forward, could I see a Trump Carson? Well, possibly. Could I see a Trump Cruz? Definitely. Mm-hmm. But I think within these combinations, I think that when you see where Cruz is, when you think where Carson is coming, and where you have Trump, those really are at this moment in time. They're the ones who are either moving upward or hold the top spot. I think it's very interesting.
Sam, could I quickly say?
Why do you think it is that Jeb Bush is sinking so much?
Well, I think it's for a lot of reasons. I was looking at some things this morning. I mean, I think there's an innate sense of many, many people that we've just been in the bushes too long. Pardon the pun. We've had too many bushes, and we don't want any more. That's one. Number two is that at the end of the day, there is a broad suspicion that Jeb Bush, really at the end of the day, is not what he says he is. Now, I was listening to somebody today who's been connected with him for a long time who says and insists he is not his brother. He is certainly not his father. And they're trying to position him even today as not the son of George Bush Sr., but he's really more the son of Ronald Reagan. That's what you're going to see what's taking place right now. I'm not so sure that he is in that kind of a category, but they are convinced that what he has done in Florida, they are convinced that with his name, even though it's not positive necessarily, but his wife being a real true Spanish-speaking Hispanic person, that these things are still going to come to bear. I say, at least at this point, he's an establishment guy no matter what, and I don't think he's actually going to come back.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to invite you to stay tuned to segment number two, because we're going to be having with us Jamie Mitchell. That's a good combination, and he's going to talk about some pastors who are in support of Planned Parenthood and the deception that shows. So we would encourage you not to go away. Stay with us. We will be back with more on Stand in the Gap today, right after these messages.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start, with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for everyone. every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. The release of a series of videos exposing terrible atrocities committed by Planned Parenthood in the name of reproductive health or the right to choose has awakened many to the truth of abortion and is stirring calls to restore protection for all innocent human life from conception until natural death. It's being described as a Wilberforce moment, so named for William Wilberforce, the British member of Parliament, whose Christian faith led him to take a stand against the slave trade. On October 30th, we're hosting Eric Metaxas as the keynote speaker for our Friends of the Family Banquet. Eric Metaxas is the best-selling biographer of Wilberforce and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, two men who demonstrated the duty of Christians to stand up against the evil in their day. For more information about our Friends of the Family Banquet, go to pafamily.org. That's pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
Do you or a loved one want to learn more about post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD? The Montgomery County Vets Center will be holding a class on Sunday, September 13th, 2015, to discuss what PTSD is, what it looks like, and how to get help. All veterans, family members, and community members are invited to the class, which will be held from 1 to 2:30 p.m. on September 13th. The Montgomery County Vets Center is located at 320 East Johnson Highway, Suite 201 in Norristown, Pennsylvania, 19401. If you have any questions about the class, please call the Vet Center at 215-823-5245 or visit us during our hours of operation from 8 to 4:30 on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, from 7 to 3:30 on Sundays, and from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesdays. We'd love to hear from you, and we hope to see you there.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, thank you for staying there by the radio or the computer, ladies and gentlemen, as we go into segment number two of Stand in the Gap Today for this Monday. And we have a special guest with us in Sam Rohr. I'm going to ask you to introduce him and share what he has to say with our audience today.
Absolutely, Gary. It's a pleasure to have with us for the first time Pastor Jamie Mitchell. He's senior pastor of Harvest Bible Chapel in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He and I have been able to do a number of things together, and there's a lot we could discuss today. He's doing a tremendous thing in the Lancaster area and reaching out into the community, but we're not going to go there. Jamie, we're going to go somewhere else, something that you stumbled on or perhaps walked into relative to the matter of Planned Parenthood. I'm looking here at an article that was written in the Lancaster paper, but it was in papers across Pennsylvania and perhaps beyond, that is entitled Faith Leaders Support Planned Parenthood, and then signed by a Rabbi Melissa Simon from Allentown, the Reverend Marvin Marsh, King of Prussia, and Pastor Naomi Liebhardt of Lancaster. Pastor Jamie, you looked at that, and something stood out to you as a little suspicious. What did you do, and what did you sense?
Well, Sam, I know after the whole Planned Parenthood expose and we got the truth about what this organization is about, they have a public relations nightmare on their hands. They're hearing about defunding. They've got to start to push back the tide of bad press. And so anytime I see the words Planned Parenthood, especially in the newspaper, my eyes catch it. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I'm reading our newspaper. I look at the letters to the editor, and I see this editorial. And in my spirit, I say, there is something not right here. And so I pull out my phone, and I Google their names. Sam, I don't know if the audience ever heard of Google, G-O-O-G-L-E. It's quite a little tool. And I Googled their names. And so here's what I found out about these so-called clergy. The middle one, Marvin Marsh, he's retired. He's not a pastor of a congregation any longer. A matter of fact, he retired, and shock of shocks, he's a counselor for Planned Parenthood.
Ah, interesting.
The first one, Melissa Simons, she's not a rabbi. She has no synagogue, no temple, no congregation she cares for. She works with Jewish students on Muhlenberg College campus. The closest she gets is that I found in some kind of archival thing on the web that at one time she was working with the children with the largest LGBT Jewish community in New York City. That's the closest she got to any kind of synagogue work. And the last one, Naomi Liebhardt, she is a member of a church. She assumes the name pastor, but she works for the YWCA here in Lancaster, and her job has something to do with justice, equality, and as you read some of the things that she has read, she is somewhere close to akin to Jeremiah Wright. You ever heard of him, Sam? And so here are these three people who are claiming to be clergy. Even in the editorial, they say that they will continue to stand with the women and families in our congregations.
That was the thing that caught my attention, Pastor Jamie, was that they claim to have congregations for which they are speaking. Yep. They are coming to the forefront saying faith leaders attempting to really pull into this all pastors, which includes those who are either, you know, Dave's an evangelist, he's not a pastor, and I preach, I'm not a pastor either, but they're trying to make it look like all pastors,
sure,
and all preachers of the gospel are supporting Planned Parenthood. So they are,
yep,
lying and deceiving even in this. But I ask you this question, Jamie. What was it when you saw this? You said you were touched in the spirit, but what is it that Planned Parenthood is attempting to do? It appears to me that they're trying to gain some quite of a moral support or stature for their evil deeds. Doesn't that seem strange to you?
Sam, they're counting on not the people like myself, because I'm going to ask the question, but they're counting on the people out there who are somewhat passive, who sees that and says, you know, okay, they do abortions, but maybe they do some good things as well. And you know, that was what Planned Parenthood said when this came out. Well, we know abortion is a difficult thing, but if some good can come out of this, and, it, you know, I always say when I hear anybody talking about this, I always look at them, I say, did you look at the videos? And most of them said, well, no, I haven't. I said, then you don't speak. Watch the videos, and you'll be horrified. And if you're not horrified, there's something deeply wrong in your soul. And so here was the problem, though, Sam. I then called the newspaper. And I confronted the editors of the newspaper. First, the editor of the letter to the editor page, Susan Cassidy, and she did not want to hear any of this. She let it out that yes, they did know that this same editorial was sent to six or seven other newspapers. It's even more than that. And then she slipped and said to me, "Well, we have concluded that this was a coordinated effort by Planned Parenthood." So this letter to the editor is a fraud. The people who wrote it is a fraud. And the newspaper continued to allow this lie and this fraud to be propagated to their readership. I went right to the executive editor, Barbara Howe Rhoda, and I confronted her about it and said, "Look, where is the journalistic integrity? You have a responsibility to your readers. Look, if you want to print something like that, then fine. Make a note. The note is that after further investigation, here is who these people are." And they refuse to do it. And, Sam, I think we are in a day and an age where we already see the turn of the culture against Christianity and against the things that we value. And now we're seeing an outright collusion and a co-conspirator with the media right behind it and them doing nothing. And I think our only answer is, as Christians, we need to rise up and hold the media accountable. Listen, the fact of the matter is, here in Lancaster, if the Christian community, which is a huge portion of our community, ever said, "Cancel my subscription of Lancaster newspaper, cancel it," they all would be looking for jobs because the newspaper is already hanging on by a thread. But if the Christian community pulled out and canceled all their subscription of the newspaper would have no context to be able to propagate this stuff. They have to start to stand up and listen to us.
Well, that's what being salt and light is all about. That's what being salt and light is all about, Jamie. Dave, I think I heard you on there. You've got a question or comment, I'm sure, for Jamie.
Well, Jamie, number one, I want to say thank you so much for doing what every pastor should be doing, and that is standing up. And when you see something that doesn't check in your spirit, addressing it, and then speaking truth to those in the media. I'm assuming, gentlemen, that this is simply something that was done within this immediate area of Pennsylvania. What I'm wondering is how much of this same type thing is going on in other cities around the United States where Planned Parenthood is taking supposed, quote-unquote, pastors from a local area, putting them into a, quote-unquote, editorial like this, and basically saying that the pastoral community supports Planned Parenthood when that is absolutely not the case.
Well, here's the problem, Dave. Planned Parenthood has a clergy advocacy board. They have a group of people who have the name or the title of clergy, rabbis, reverends, whatever, and they're all shades, all colors, all backgrounds, and from where we come as evangelical Christians, probably most of them are unregenerate people who don't know the Lord, but they have a title. They are becoming more and more aggressive. They are stepping up and using their clergy credentials to propagate the lie of Planned Parenthood. And I guess the thing that bothers me is we who are pro-life, we who do have the truth, we who do stand up for biblically the position of life and protection of life, we're not as organized as that, and we don't stand up and say anything.
Well, we don't stand up and say anything, but, you know, it's interesting when you read this editorial that these three people put together, this letter. I mean, you know, there's fallacies, there's deception throughout the entire letter. And one of them, one of the deceptions is that they say, "Clergy stood in open support of the work of Planned Parenthood from its earliest days as it took the first steps to become the nation's largest provider of reproductive health care services." Number one, I don't remember too many clergy standing up for Planned Parenthood. And certainly, they're not necessarily in the business to provide reproductive health care services. They're in the businesses to kill babies, and we know that. We've seen that by some of these recent videos. And, of course, one true statement that they have in that article is that they say that us, those of us who are against Planned Parenthood, that our real agenda is becoming clearer every day. That is, to ban abortion and to defund Planned Parenthood. Jamie, I would say amen to that statement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And Gary, the shame of it is there has been those who are clergy who stand with this group, and it's horrific.
What a shame. Well, Jamie Mitchell, we want to thank you very, very much for being with us today. Keep up the good work there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. God bless you and all that you do, my friend.
Hey,
glad to have you with us.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away because we will be back with more Stand in the Gap today right after this break. You won't want to go away from the radio or the computer. Stay tuned.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. The alleged killer of the Houston sheriff's deputy charged with capital murder that makes Shannon Miles eligible for the death penalty. The sheriff calls the attack on Deputy Darren Goforth clearly unprovoked.
The sheriff's office is now looking into the possibility that ongoing nationwide anti-police rhetoric played a role.
Chris Stipes of Fox News affiliate KRIV Houston. The third and final hearing on Deflategate is over. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and NFL commissioner Roger Goodell met in court but failed to reach an agreement on Brady's four-game suspension.
We tried our best to reach a settlement, which we did not reach. But I think it, for us, it reinforces the desire and the need for an independent arbitrator in these matters of personal conduct.
Jay Feely with the NFL Players Association. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Working for you. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
The Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians in chapter 2 not to be troubled or shaken in their heart or spirit. He said not to falter in their faith or their understanding of Christ, either by what they read or heard, because the day of Christ was at hand. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. The Apostle Paul warned the early believers not to be deceived by the overwhelming deception and to expect a falling away from the truth. He said there would be great wickedness and great iniquity and the great wicked one. Paul said, therefore, to stand fast and hold tight to the truth they had been taught. If this was a reality and a necessity in Paul's day, how much more today? He went on to say, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network saying, "Let us also not be deceived in our current days of evil, when we also see a falling away. If there was ever a time for true believers to stand fast for the truth, it is now."
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap today from the American Pastors Network. And along with David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dull. And you just heard a great discussion with Pastor Jamie Mitchell from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, on this idea of fraudulent fraudulent statements given by fraudulent people who claim to be a pastor, a Jewish rabbi, and pastors and Jewish rabbi about the support of Planned Parenthood. And, of course, you know, at the end of that discussion, Jamie made the statement that there are pastors who support Planned Parenthood. I want to make a comment on that, having been a pastor for a couple of years myself, and I don't want to mince any words with it. When you study the Scripture, you find the Word of God teaches us that the pastor is the under-shepherd for the Lord Jesus Christ in the local church. The pastor is one who has a great responsibility to bear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the community. When we study the Bible, we find that the Word of God is very much pro-life. It is God who has established life, and it's only God's responsibility to take life. And any taking of any life is murder, whether we are talking about abortion or infanticide or physician-assisted suicide, whatever the case may be. Taking life is murder, and it is violating the law and the standard of Almighty God. In my opinion, and I believe I stand on the basis of the authority of the Word of God, a person who claims to be a pastor, and I'm going to keep it to that right now, even though one of the individuals who signed this letter was a rabbi, for a person to claim to be a pastor and to support Planned Parenthood that is supportive of murdering and killing babies before they have the opportunity to be born. An individual who claims to be a pastor and supports Planned Parenthood is slapping God in the face, has no right, has no authority to use the word pastor, because a pastor is to be a spokesman for God here on the face of the earth. And so, you know, when they refer to themselves as faith leaders across Pennsylvania, as religious leaders, they said in the last sentence of this particular article, they say, as religious leaders, we are proud to add our voices to those of our predecessors as our Planned Parenthood Health Center continues to provide first-rate medical care so vital to the well-being of our communities across Pennsylvania. Dave and Sam, I look at that and I want to spit nails, because they might be religious leaders, because, you know, religion is not Christianity. Christianity is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, atheism is considered a religion today. Secular humanism is considered a religion today. They do not have a right before Almighty God to refer to themselves as pastors, and even the individual who refers to herself as a rabbi. That's a fallacy. That's a farce. And I would be scared to death if I was in their shoes under the judgment of Almighty God.
Gary, I want to throw in on this as well. Dave, I know you got something. I beat you to it. However, the one thing I thought was very significant here, and I think all of our listeners will understand what I'm saying, it's amazing that those who promote evil, those who promote a violation of law, of higher law, who have no respect for God, who have no respect for integrity and what the Bible has to say, even those individuals and those organizations, such as Planned Parenthood is, at the end of the day, I believe in their heart, they know they are doing wrong. Mm-hmm. And they desperately seek for some type of moral justification for their evil actions. That's the only reason a group like Planned Parenthood or anybody like them would have as a part of their structure a clergy component. Why in the world do you have a clergy component for that which is completely opposite to what God says and what the Scripture is all about? And it's only because you want to have the trapping of moral justification when, in fact, you're going the opposite direction. I think it's an incredible thing.
And Sam, if I could say this, I could not agree with you more. And Gary, your statement was absolutely profound. We stand by you 100%. It was biblically accurate. Gentlemen, this has shades of Nazism tied to it. It was Hitler who had, as part of his Nazi regime, a quasi-religious component as well that tried to make the atrocities he was committing appear to be morally justifiable. So Sam, the point you're making is a legitimate one. Should we be surprised, gentlemen, at all, that an organization that has no conscience whatsoever and can not only kill innocent little babies, but kill them in the most atrocious way possible, should we be surprised that they can also lie with impunity, that they can present someone as being a pastor, a rabbi, when actually they are not? Should we be surprised by that? If you don't have a conscience about killing, you're certainly not going to have anything in your conscience that bothers you about lying. The other thing, Sam, that is so disturbing is this. If you and I were quoted, Gary, if you were quoted in an article as being something that you are not, and you found out about that, would you not be the first one to step up to the plate to cause a correction to be issued? I would. And yet these three individuals that are quoted in this article as being pastors and leader of a synagogue evidently have not stepped up to try to clear the record on this at all and say, look, we are not actually heads of congregations. So again, the complicit nature of all of this, the deception on the part of Planned Parenthood and these quote unquote religious leaders is absolutely stunning.
Well, they are false teachers. There is no doubt about it. And, of course, I would encourage people to read the book of Jude and the other passages of Scripture where it talks about false teachers. False teachers are going to continue to rise up in the latter days. These are false teachers. And, you know, they refer to themselves as religious leaders. And I'm reminded of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, that talks about the fact that in latter days, in the last days, a part of the perilous times that will come our way is the fact that there will be those who are traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That's of what we have in this letter from Rabbi Melissa Simon of Allentown, the Reverend Marvin A. Marsh of King of Prussia, which is where our flagship station, WFYL, is, and Pastor Naomi Leppart of Lancaster. What they are false teachers. They are godless who are going to be coming under the judgment of Almighty God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They're on their way to the pit of hell unless they trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. This makes my blood boil to see something like this. And yet, Sam and Dave, it's interesting. You bring Hillary Clinton into this picture. She has accused the GOP candidates who want to defund Planned Parenthood, of being equal with terrorists. Can you see the way that words are being used to take us away from biblical and moral truth today?
Gary, absolutely. And then in addition to this, as Pastor Jamie mentioned, he went to the editorial board of the paper here in Lancaster paper, Pennsylvania. He approached them on this. They acknowledged that they knew, after they did some searching, that these individuals were frauds and what they claimed was not true. So he asked them, what are you not going to do about it? You are the paper of local readership. Are you going to take and put a retraction in it? Are you going to take and make this known? And their answer was no. It brings up another point. When our media, when those who are in the position of reporting, theoretically, the facts and the truth, know what it is and purposely engage in promoting falsehood, Gary and Dave, we are at a critical time in our nation's history. I think of that that phrase that the woman asked Ben Franklin after the signing of the Constitution, what have you given us? He said, we've given you a republic if you can keep it. Part of keeping it is identifying the truth and staying with it, and everybody and every part within a republic, every role that they play must be based on integrity and character, or we will lose it. And gentlemen, we are losing our republic because those in the pulpit like these stand as frauds, purport to tell the truth, and they lie. And those many in the media who purport to be defending the First Amendment rights and therefore upholding a code that goes with journalism, who in fact are absolutely undermining it. Gentlemen, our republic cannot survive if this continues.
You know, Sam, here's the thing. If somebody had made a statement that was false on in an article in that newspaper and that newspaper found out about it, they would go back to the individual, seek a retraction. It's terrible when the news speaking agency itself, when it's found to be in a fraudulent statement, will not issue a retraction. So maybe that's why they're hanging by a thread, as Pastor Jamie said. They need to hang by a thread.
Well, in this case, both those pastors or people who call themselves pastors and rabbis and the newspaper have lost total credibility. None of them should ever be trusted in any words they give from this point on, ever. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with more of Stand in the Gap right after this. Don't go away.
Blessed is a man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all. This is Roy Russell, president of the Life Financial Group, online at thelifegroup.org. For nearly 40 years, we have worked with believers and especially widows across the nation. We all need wisdom as it relates to our finances, taxes, and estate planning, but no one more than the widow who must manage on her own. We are financial advisors committed to a biblical worldview. We assist with your income taxes and give advice to help keep your taxes low. We also carefully invest your money to provide a comfortable retirement income, and we work closely with Christian attorneys to draft a believer's will and powers of attorney. Please call me with your questions or to discuss your needs and desires at 800-688-5800. That's 1-800-688-5800, or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing, as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
We the People t-shirts, where freedom is always in style. Famous quotes from patriots throughout U.S. history printed on the back of our t-shirts. We do over 25 quotes in a variety of colors. High-quality t-shirts with a meaningful message that make people think. Encourage others by reminding them about patriots of conviction who have gone before us. Order directly from wethepeopletshirts.us. For more information, call 757-645-8878.
A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Imprisoned for 12 years. His crime? Preaching without a license. But injustice turned to good, for during this time, the classic book Pilgrim's Progress was penned by John Bunyan, who died this day, August 31st, 1688. It's the story of a man who flees the city of destruction and is directed to follow a narrow path to the city of Zion. The friends and dangers he meets along the way inspired the modern story of Wizard of Oz. Translated into over 100 languages, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress was found in every home in colonial America, along with the Bible.
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD. You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about Rabbi Melissa B. Simon of Allentown, the Reverend Marvin A. Marsh of King of Prussia, and Pastor Naomi Leppart or Leppart of Lancaster, who claim that the faith leaders, they as faith leaders, are supporting Planned Parenthood. You know, I want to say a couple of things as a pastor and as a radio host. Number one, all three of these individuals have the potential of hearing this program because as I look at where those towns are from whence they live, it's quite possible that our signal reaches into those towns. It's quite possible that any one of them could be listening to this program. And if that's the case, any one of you or all three of you are welcome to come on our program and discuss this matter with us. We would give you that opportunity to do so. There's no question about that. We would give you that opportunity to do so. But what really makes me angry is Marvin A. Marsh in King of Prussia refers to himself as the Reverend Marvin A. Marsh. Mr. Marsh, I want to tell you something. There's only one reverend, and that's God. And you using that word reverend in front of your name is blasphemy, period. David, to you.
Well, Gary, again, as someone who was called of God to preach, it is beyond disturbing that not only could someone that claims to be a quote-unquote pastor, reverend, rabbi, whatever the term, could defend the inexcusable and the indefensible actions of Planned Parenthood, that someone could defend that is one thing, but then to allow themselves to be portrayed as something they're not and not correct that, to be complicit in the deception, is, again, putting a giant deceptive exclamation mark at the end of what Planned Parenthood is doing. It is just absolutely, gentlemen, to me, unbelievable that this has happened, and that once it's been uncovered, this Lancaster newspaper will do absolutely nothing about correcting this. Maybe they'll get enough kickback today as a result of this program that they'll have to issue a correction, and if that takes place, then good.
All right. Well, Dave, we've had another police officer killed over the weekend. How sad that is. You want to talk about that a bit?
Well, Gary, I'd be glad to bring it up. It's a heartbreaking story, of course. The story comes out of Houston. It was a totally unprovoked attack. The gentleman who was killed, his name was Darren Goforth. He was a 10-year veteran of the police department. He was merely refueling his cruiser at a gas station when a gentleman walked up behind him, placed a gun in his at the back of his head, and at point blank range fired off as many, some people are saying as many as 15 shots, ultimately, and continued to fire shots into, Darren Goforth's body after he was dead. And of course, this happened over the weekend. Gentlemen, what is so tragic is that there has been no comment whatsoever from the White House relative to this. It seems like every time there is a shooting where an African-American is killed, the White House issues a statement. But here, a faithful sheriff, a deputy, was tragically killed in the line of duty while refueling his car, and the White House has remained stunningly silent on it. Now, I think, gentlemen, we do have the comments from Sheriff David Clark out of Milwaukee, and if we do, it would be great to be able to play those at this time. I think what he had to say, gentlemen, puts it in best perspective.
He said last December the war had been declared on the American police officer, led by some high-profile people, one of them coming out of the White House, one coming out of the United States Department of Justice. And it's open season right now. There's no doubt about it. Look, anytime a law enforcement officer is killed, a little of every police officer in America dies along with them.
Gentlemen, that statement by David Clark was prophetic. He mentioned that way back months ago, and now, as he has said, gentlemen, it appears that open season has been declared on police officers. And so we need to pray for our law enforcement community. We need to support them. And I would say this, gentlemen, we need a president who will come out, and when an atrocity like this takes place, will go to the defense of the law enforcement community that is doing their best to keep us safe, and now having to do it because of this Black Lives Matters group, they're having to do it in an incredibly volatile environment.
Well, you know, my concern about this whole thing, and we've talked about it on this program before, is that it appears, and this is my opinion, it appears to me as though Barack Obama himself and the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons, these are the guys who are really stirring up this race issue. And Sam, you know, you've been involved with politics over the years, and you realize that any politician has a bully pulpit. And I just wonder, you know, is Barack Obama in any way responsible for this kind of race baiting that is going on in our country today?
Well, Gary, one thing that you learn is you never ask a question that you already know the answer to.
I didn't want to say it.
So
I've said enough today.
but you know, gentlemen, that is the case. I mean, this is a sheriff that the clip we just played. He is in the position of accurately, unlike these pastors we talked, these supposed pastors we talked about earlier, he does represent local law enforcement. He is one. And he does reflect what they are thinking. And when he comes out and says the administration, the White House, meaning Barack Obama, and the Justice Department, meaning the former head of that, when they are doing what they're doing, they have actually declared war on local law enforcement. I think there's something here that it's not just an undermining, what you're saying. It's not just a race-baiting circumstance in that larger perspective, which I believe they have done. But it's also, and I think it's very serious, it's an undermining of legitimate authority. Legitimate
yes.
authority, which is the function of government. Legitimate authority carrying out the laws is all about the enactment of justice. Romans 13 talks about enacting justice as the purpose of government, legitimate authority. What these folks are doing, in my opinion, are undermining, and just as these false pastors identify themselves as one thing but doing something else, the Justice Department effort is not justice. It's injustice. The lead executive officer of law enforcement, not enough law enforcement, but the carrying out of the laws, the executive branch, the president, in effect of doing that, he's subverting it. Gentlemen, we are in a time where justice is becoming injustice. Good is becoming evil. And evil is being accepted as good. This is very critical, and we could connect. We could do a lot more connections of even the things we've talked about here today, but this is very serious.
Well, it is. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the reasons why the American Pastors Network exists, and one of the reasons why we have this Stand in the Gap Today radio program. Of course, it's to talk about truth from the biblical and the constitutional perspective, and I think that those of you who listened today heard some truth, some rebuke from the biblical and the constitutional perspective, and we want to thank you for being there. The Lord willing, we will be back again tomorrow at this same time, or I should say 23 hours from now. Until then, on behalf of David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dull saying stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because we know the best is yet to come. God bless you all.
We'll be right back.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler, brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.